fiery horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and his resourcefulness, have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let go, big fellow!
Sam Davis entered the Grand Hotel at Longhorn. He heard the snarling, unpleasant voice of Ken Tracy.
I said get out of here. Get out and stay out. We've got no room for Indians around here.
Me not want room.
I don't care what you want. We haven't got it.
Right up to form, ain't you, Tracy? Cussed as ever.
Oh, Stevens, huh?
What's your trouble, Injun? You need food or something?
Me want to ask way to Cold River.
Is that all you wanted? Well, it's due west, about a day's ride.
Me thank you.
Tracy, what makes you so cussed?
What's it to you, Davis? As long as I'm manager of this hotel, there'll be no room for Indians.
That Indian didn't want a room. He just wanted to ask a civil question.
Don't tell me how to run my business. What do you want?
I'm here to meet Donovan. Seen him in town?
Donovan?
Yeah, he came from the east to buy cattle. You ought to know him. He's here about every year this time.
I can't remember everyone who stops here.
You'd remember Donovan. He's a big critter, shoulders like a buffalo. He's red-faced and has a temper that lets go like blasting powder.
Him.
Is he here?
Yeah, I suppose he's somewhere around town.
Oh, he ain't in the hotel?
No. He came in and looked as if he'd been drinking. His face was red.
Donovan never touches liquor.
Well, he looked as if he had. Looked as if he might make trouble. I told him we didn't have any vacant rooms.
What? You told him that?
Yes, and then he became insolent. Called me a liar. Told me he knew there were rooms.
Oh, then what?
I told him that I considered him undesirable and that he couldn't have a room at any price.
You mean to say you told Donovan that? And you're still here? Gosh.
It's my right to decide who's desirable and who isn't.
Hello there, Davis.
Oh, Donovan.
Well, Davis, I see you got to town right on time. That's what I like. That's the kind of man I like to deal with. Got no use for men who can't keep an appointment. How are you? How have you been since last year?
Fine, Donovan. And you?
First rate. How's your livestock?
Prime.
Can you deliver the same number as last year?
Yep.
Same price?
Same price.
Have them here in town to load the cars on the first of the month?
Sure can.
It's a deal. I'll order cars from the railroad. Have them ready on the siding, and I'll have your cash ready when you deliver. First of the month, then.
Right.
Not the second or the third. I said the first.
First it'll be.
Then it's a deal. By the way, do you know anyone named Beagle?
Yes. Yes, I know Beagle. Why?
Got steers?
Yes, he had some livestock. Why?
He was here in town when my train arrived. Tried to sell me. I told him I'd dealt with you for several years. Had no reason to change. He tossed off a few unpleasant remarks about you.
Polecat.
Tried to tell me you charged too much for beef.
Why, that child...
Don't worry, Sam. He didn't get far. He tried to sell me his stock at cut prices. I told him I didn't want low price, Doc. Wanted the best and glad to pay for it.
I'm glad you've got confidence in me, Donovan.
I didn't like Deagle and told him so. He had the face of a mangy weasel, like the manager of this hotel.
Donovan, I've already told you.
Shut up! I'll deal with you in a minute. Our deal's closed, eh, Sam?
Sure thing.
Good. Now for you, Tracy. You told me you didn't have a room in this fly trap.
My judgment is
you
final.
You and your judgment are going through that front window.
What?
No man can tell Mike Donovan where to head in. I won't stand pushing around. Least of all by a ferret-eyed coyote like you.
Now you
see
here.
Since the last time I was in here, I bought this hotel.
Yes, yes.
You bought
it? I paid $5,000 for it. I'm going to get a place to stay until my cattle's delivered. And I'm going to get the pleasure of seeing you go through that front window.
No, no.
Come here, you
no,
maggot.
No, let me go. Please let me go.
You're
no,
going
man.
All right. Stand aside, Injun.
No.
My tenement's got a handful of something to throw.
It was Tonto, the Indian friend of the Lone Ranger, who witnessed the incident in the Grand Hotel. When he met the masked man the following day, he told about Mike Donovan and was surprised to learn that the Lone Ranger knew of the big cattle buyer. It was about a week later when Tonto and the masked rider moved slowly through the darkness in search of a desirable campsite.
We go straight ahead. Maybe find stream of water.
Tonto, rein up.
Oh, who's got hoof in a hole?
Oh, Silver, move.
What matter?
Hoofbeats.
Ah, me hear him.
Steady, Silver, steady, boy.
That's plenty of cattle.
Moving mighty fast, too.
Maybe stampede.
Sound like a stampede.
Me see him, over there.
Heading this way.
We right in path.
There's a big rock over there. Get that between us and those longhorns. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, scout. Oh, who's the boy?
Who?
Who's got hope on our home?
Easy, steady.
Oh, we stay here.
I think so.
You hear that?
Gunshots. Steady, Silver. Steady, boy. We're all right.
Who fire gun?
What's the cattle, fellow?
For several minutes, the masked man and Tonto, protected by a huge rock, watched hundreds of fear-maddened longhorns charge by. The thunder of hooves was deafening, and a cloud of dust made it almost impossible to breathe. As the last of the cattle went by, the masked man saw hard-riding men who kept the stampede moving with their six guns.
Tonto, those men weren't trying to stop the stampede. They were trying to keep it going.
Maybe them in a hurry to get cattle somewhere.
No man would drive cattle like that. Least of all, Sam Davis.
Davis?
Those were Tangle D cattle. Didn't you see the brand in the moonlight?
Me not know Triangle D. Davis brand.
Well, it is the Davis brand. And that stampede is going to cause trouble. I wonder who wanted to hurt Sam Davis.
It was long after daybreak the following morning, and Sam Davis dragged himself home from a hopeless pursuit of his stampeded longhorns.
Mary, those steers won't stop this side of the state line.
Sam, you poor dear. Wash that dust off and I'll fix your bite to eat before you turn in.
No, I can't go to bed, Mary. I've got work to do.
You've got to get some rest, Sam.
Time enough to rest when I get men out to try and get my stock together.
Well, what caused the cattle to stampede?
I don't know, Mary. It's hard to tell. Came at a mighty bad time. I had them all rounded up, ready to start the longhorn with them.
How long will it take to get the herd together again?
I don't know, Mary. I'll have to find them. And give them time to put back the weight they've lost. By that time, I won't have anyone to buy the critters.
But I thought Mr. Donovan had agreed to buy them.
Yes, he had.
Well, then?
Mary, I've told you what sort Mike Donovan is. The reason he deals with me is because he knows he can count on me. He expects the livestock in the first of the month.
Well, he can't get it by the first.
I know he can't. He'll have cattle cars in the siding. There won't be any stock to load. Every day of delay means he's got to pay extra for the cattle cars. He won't stand for that.
Sam, you can't do the impossible.
Donovan expects the impossible.
Oh, none.
Well, he won't wait. The deal will be off.
Well, I don't believe it. He has to have the stock. He's come all the way out here to get it, and he won't go back east without cattle.
You don't know that man. Well, Mary, he bought the hotel just because he wouldn't stand for being told off by the manager. Besides, he won't have to go back without cattle. Lem Beagle's already contacted him. He can get Beagle's cattle.
Oh, Sam, do you think he'd do that? After all the years he's done business with you.
Donovan? You bet he will.
In the meantime, the Lone Ranger and Tonto had followed the stampeded cattle until the longhorns scattered in all directions. Then they followed the back trail toward the Triangle D ranch. Not far from the ranch, they came across a motionless figure on the ground.
dead.
Ah.
Looks as if he fell from a horse, Toto. Bad bruise on his forehead.
Maybe that's what killed him.
Just a minute.
What make him fall from horse?
That's the question. I'll turn him over.
Let me help.
Look at that.
Bullet wound.
That's what killed him, Kimosabe.
Shot in back.
I wonder who he is.
Looked like cowhand.
Yeah, put him across my saddle. Sam Davis will probably know him.
You go to Davis Ranch House now?
Yes, here. Give me a hand with this.
Yes, man.
Sam Davis had his men assembled in front of the Triangle D bunkhouse. There was something strange about the manner of the men, something that Davis couldn't put his finger on.
Now, boys, I see that you're holding back something. Are you sure none of you have seen anything of Hank Carter?
We told you, boss.
I know you did, Jake, but...
We ain't seen him since before the stampede last night. Maybe he pulled straight.
No, Hank wouldn't do that without telling me. He was one of the few men I'd trust with my life. He wouldn't double-deal me.
Last I seen of Hank Carter was last night when he left the bunkhouse here to go and see about the herd.
Well, I've got to go to Longhorn and try to persuade Donovan to wait a couple of weeks for delivery. You'll have to ride out and get back our stock while I'm gone.
I ain't going to be able to ride for you.
Well, what do you mean?
I'm taking on a new job.
A new job?
Me too, boss.
Oh, hold on. You men can't quit me now.
I reckon you're wrong about that, boss. Me and the men have talked it over.
You mean all of you are quitting?
That's right. We gave our word to Mr. Beagle.
Beagle? You're to work for him?
Yep.
We got a right to work where we want.
Of all the underhanded, double-distilled polecats. Are you critters sure you didn't start working for Beagle yesterday?
Hey, just what do you mean by that?
You know what I mean, Jake. Maybe you started that stampede. Maybe you know why Hank Carter ain't here.
Hold on there, Davis. If you mean what I think you mean...
I mean just what you think I mean.
You'd better be ready to back them.
Or... I'll back them.
Hey, don't.
I'll back them with my gun.
Hold it.
Where'd he come from?
I didn't hear him. Who are you?
Never mind the gunplay. Put it away, Davis.
Mask. Just like an outlaw. Did Beagle hire you to protect these rannies?
No.
Where'd you come from?
I reined up at the side of the bunkhouse.
Are you working for Beagle?
No, but I heard you say that you were.
Well?
Why don't you get going, all of you? If you're working for Beagle, you've no business on the Triangle D.
It won't take us long to get...
Our gear's all packed. Come on, boys.
Come on.
You've got plenty of nerve busting in on my affairs.
You seem to need help in handling your affairs, Davis.
I'll pick my help.
I heard you say something about Hank Carter.
I'm my top hand. What do you know about Carter? Have you seen him?
Come around to the side of the bunkhouse.
For what?
I want to show you something.
Why did you speak of Hank Carter?
I left my horse around here.
Hey, who's that Indian?
His name is Tonto.
I saw him in Longhorn.
Do you see the man there on the blanket?
It's Hank Carter. Hank. Hank, what's happened to you?
Him not answering.
Why, he's dead.
Sam, he's been murdered. A shot in the back.
I was right. That dirty sneaking polecat is back of everything. Beagle won't even stop at murder to lick me.
Can you prove that Beagle stampeded your cattle?
No.
Or killed your top man?
I can't prove a thing. I'm licked at every turn.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger drama. Before we continue with the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story, the Lone Ranger rode away after leaving Hank's body at the Triangle D. 2 hours later, Sam Davis sat at a kitchen table with his chin resting on his hands.
You haven't touched your food, Sam. You can't go on without eating.
I can't even look at food, Mary.
No sleep last night. Nothing to eat at breakfast time. Now you won't eat a noon meal.
Mary, I've never been licked so complete. Without men, I can't round up the cattle. Even if I got men, Beagle would do something to block the deal with Donovan.
You're sure that he's back of the stampede?
Yeah, of course he is. Same as he's back of Hank's killing.
You were going to ride to Longhorn and talk to Donovan.
Now, what's the use?
But he'll be looking for cattle on the first of the month.
Beagle will let him know that he needn't count on Triangle D stock.
Yes, but you...
There's one thing I can do.
Sam, what is it?
I can make Beagle pay for what he's done. I can make him pay for stampeding my cattle for killing Hank.
Oh, no, Sam. Please don't. Wait a little while. Stay
here. Don't let me go, Mary.
No.
I've thought it all over.
Sam.
I know what I'm doing. I'm going to make that coyote pay in full.
There's no point in hanging around the Triangle D any longer, Beagle, so we came right over.
I'm glad you and the boys are here, Jake. But who is the masked man? Have you any idea?
Nope.
None of us ever saw him before.
Sam Davis beat me to the draw. I don't know if he'd have shot me or not.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Anyhow, the masked man didn't give him the chance.
Yeah, it don't matter who he is. From now on, you're all working for me. Donovan will have to buy my stock. He won't have no choice.
It's too bad we have to drill Hank Carter.
Well, he asked for it. Why didn't he play along with you boys? You dead sure you scattered the Davis stock good and plenty?
Plenty. It'll take weeks for him to get it together.
Yeah, I'll have to ride over and see Donovan. I'll let him know what happened to Davis.
But not how it happened, huh?
Jake, I ain't got the slightest idea how it happened. Yeah, I'm downright sorry that Sam Davis had such hard luck. Downright sorry.
A masked man.
That's the one. Hey, who invited you?
Take it easy.
Hey, what's the idea of busting into my bunkhouse? Who are you?
Beagle. That's the one I told you about.
Beagle, I'm here to give you a warning.
A warning?
What do you mean? Why should you do me any favors? Who are you?
Sam Davis knows that you're back at the murder of Hank Carter.
Who is?
That's a downright...
I'm not here to discuss the truth of that statement. You know whether or not it's true. I came merely to tell you what Davis knows, or thinks he knows.
Well, he'd better be careful.
He's coming here for a showdown.
He is?
Beagle, you can't afford a showdown with Davis.
Who can't?
One of you will get shot. You can't get around that.
Yeah. One of us, sure as thunder, will get shot.
You or Davis? You shoot him, the law will hold you. Whatever happens, you'll not be able to make a deal with Donovan.
Keep talking.
Hey, look out that window. Sam Davis is coming.
What? Showing up.
And we'll give him a reception he won't forget.
Eddie, you invited me to keep talking, Beagle.
Yes, but not...
I'll go outside and meet Davis. When I've sent him on his way, I'll come back and accept your invitation.
Invitation?
To keep talking. All of you stay in here. Hello, Davis.
Oh. You here?
Now, don't draw.
Why, you only...
Go over to that tool shed.
What?
Get going.
You needn't prod me with that gun.
If you don't want to walk to the tool shed, I'll rope you and drag you.
I'll go. I guess my first hunch was right. I thought you were working for Beagle when you stopped me from shooting Jake.
Don't reach a conclusion until the game's ended.
Is Beagle afraid I'll deliver my stock to Donovan in spite of all he's done?
I don't think Beagle fears you very much. He won't, not after I rope you.
Why have I got to be hog-tied?
So you and Beagle won't shoot it out. I open that door. Go on inside. Sam, now listen to me carefully. I'm going to convince Beagle that he must keep you here a prisoner for the next 2 days.
2 days?
I'll see that your wife gets word that you're safe.
But what...
The day after tomorrow is the first of the month. Donovan will expect his cattle.
Beagle will get to him before that. Make a deal.
Otto's going to make sure that Beagle is delayed.
Your Indian friend?
Yes.
I don't savvy. You capture me... Tonto captures Beagle.
Everything will be clear to you in a few days.
Whose side are you on?
Donovan is a very strange man. He needs strange treatment. After he's waited all day for his cattle, I'm going to call on him.
Donovan waited all day for his cattle. When evening came with no word from Sam Davis, he paced the floor angrily. Finally, he stomped to his room.
Wait till I see Davis. He can't make me pay an extra day on the cattle cars. I'll take it out of what I pay him, or out of his hide.
Take it easy.
Huh? Say, you've got your nerve.
Yes.
Who are you to be sitting in my room?
You're covered, Donovan.
Masked at that. Oh, I'm covered, am I? Well, no masked sidewinder can hold a gun on me.
Donovan! Donovan, suppose you listen to me for a minute. I'm here to talk business.
Business? You got a fine way of doing business. It's a style I don't like.
You have to like it.
I what?
You're not going to get any Triangle D cattle this year.
Who says I ain't?
Davis' cattle is stampeded. It's scattered so far that it'll take a couple of weeks to herd it. That's why I came here.
You?
You're going to take Beagle's cattle this year.
That you that's speaking. I ain't had my say yet.
You've got nothing to say about it.
Hey, can't...
See, things have changed since the last time you were in the cattle country. Beagle's a big noise around here now. He decided that he'd let you have his stock at a fair price. You're pretty lucky. You'd have to go back without any cattle if Beagle wasn't willing to sell.
Hey, why...
I guess you'd prefer Beagle's cattle to paying the charges on the cattle cars that'll have to lie idle for a couple of weeks.
How would that cattle stampede?
Well, maybe cattle have learned to do what Beagle wants. The same as people around here have learned to jump when he snaps his fingers.
So people jump for that coyote, do they?
So you, if you know what's good for you.
Whoa! Never in all my life.
Don't forget
I could...
about this gun.
So you work for Beagle, huh?
Oh, I haven't done much for him. Just a little roping job on Sam Davis.
You rope Sam Davis?
I told you that just as an example of what happens to those who cross Beagle. Davis got off easy. Hank got curious about the stampede and how it started. He had a bad accident.
Hank?
Davis' top hand. He had a collision with a small piece of lead. He was buried yesterday.
Murder. By the name of me maiden aunt, it's murder.
No one can prove who did it. Be smart, Donovan. Make a deal with Beagle.
Now you shut up. It's my turn to talk, by golly. You can wave that gun all you want, but you won't stop me from talking. I won't buy Beagle stock. I'll go back without cattle before I deal with that maggot-faced lizard.
Perhaps Beagle had better talk to you.
Oh, if he'd only do that. He ain't got the nerve to come here.
I'll tell him.
Wait, stay here a minute. I'm not done with my talking.
I'll finish what I had to say. My horse is waiting right beneath this window. I'll tell Beagle you want to talk to him.
Tell that murdering skunk that I dare him to come up here. You hear that? Tell him I dare him to come up here.
Home soon.
Hold, Silver. Hold, steady. Steady, big fella. Toto, Beagle's still in your camp.
Him tied up near Scout.
Any trouble with him?
Only trouble was when me capture him on trail to town. No trouble since then. You talked to Donovan?
Yes, Toto. Now, hold Beagle until morning, then turn him loose. Let him go on to Longhorn. Donovan will be mighty glad to see him.
Come right in.
Oh, it's you, Sheriff.
Morning, Donovan.
What do you want here?
I just dropped in. Had word that you were in an ugly mood.
Who said that?
Hey, Mr. Donovan!
Oh, look who's here. Come right in, Beagle. Come right in.
Thanks. I hope you'd be ready to talk to me.
Oh, my, yes. Yes, indeed. I'll just close the door.
Howdy, Sheriff. I want to tell you about an Indian that captured me. But I'll deal with Donovan first.
Suit yourself.
Sit down, Beagle. Sit right down.
Thanks.
Now then, suppose you tell me why you're here.
I thought you'd guess.
No, I don't want to guess. You tell me.
You didn't get the Triangle D stock, did you?
No, I didn't.
Well, now maybe you'll make a deal with me.
That's why I thought you were here. I just wanted to be sure. The answer is no!
Huh?
You stampeded the day of a stock, eh?
Let go of me.
Donovan, I'll show you! Try to make me kowtow to you!
Donovan, take it easy.
Easy, my eye. I know all about this murdering crook. I know plenty.
You gotta stop.
You ain't gonna tell me what to do. Not even you.
You crazy galoo.
I got two more for you, Beagle.
No, don't hit me again.
I ain't even warmed up.
Donovan, you...
Listen to me, Sheriff. This crook stampeded the Davis cattle. He killed the top hand. He's holding Davis a prisoner.
He did all that?
No. Don't lie about it. Let's have the truth.
I didn't.
The truth.
Wait a minute. Hold it, Donovan.
If that's the truth, I'll get men. We'll go to Beagle's place.
Go get your men. By the time you're ready, this cook will be ready to talk. Then we'll go free Sam Davis.
Someone stampeded my cattle, Sheriff. And there's a murder.
We got the truth about it, Sam.
You bet we have.
But I didn't. Boys, take those rannies. Watch Jake especially careful.
Now, wait.
Save it, Jake. I want you for the murder of Hank Carter.
Beagle, you double-crossing squealer.
You did shoot him and you know it.
And you hired me for the job.
Take a lot of them away.
I've got some business to talk over with Sam Davis.
Come on, you polecat. On your way.
Oh. Sam, you had a bit of bad luck.
I'm sorry, Donovan.
Those sidewinders thought they could shove me around. Thought they could make me buy Beagle's cattle. Well, I showed them.
I don't understand.
How long before you'll have your herd corralled?
It may take a couple of weeks.
The cars will be waiting. That masked man thought I couldn't afford the rent for the cars. Thought I kowtowed to Beagle.
What, the masked man?
Yeah. He's the one that got me really sore at Beagle. Beagle sure made a mistake in hiring him.
Donovan, you know what just struck me?
What's that?
My thunder. I don't think that masked man was working for Beagle at all.
No?
No. I don't know why he'd do it, but I'll lay 10 to 1 he was trying to help me.
Help you, huh? Well, if that's what he was trying to do, he sure as blazes was successful.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.